Yeah, Talking Head. I mean, hey, listen up, everyone. And I could call you, hit you with that. And things like, just give me a few minutes. It's important. It's kind of more that there's someone here who's really, you can show that in the imagery, who's really is trying to reach out. And we can use our talking head, but with another mask. It looks more like a mask, something we started now working on. Check out this Vendetta mask and adapt a little bit to it. So yeah, and just go with I'm too tired to get into that now, but just so I don't forget. You know, just speaking to everyone, and you know, we have this guy there behind his mask, and I said, I have to be behind a mask. I wanted to take it off because I thought, what? What's the use of that anyway? But I decided to stay here because I'm going to say things now which I know. And I'm seeing it more and more out here on YouTube channels, where people are talking about it, that you have to be careful what you say these days, what you do. And we might sit in the nation of the free and the great and the brave and the democratic and whatever nice words they have labeled your country or society with. And of course, every country probably has this glorious label on it for the citizens in there. And we have ours here in Sweden. And today, the thing is, what is big that has happened, that is so big, it's never happened before, probably in the history of mankind, not in this way at least, that we're all plugged into this common media, and I can here, at hardly any cost at all, reach billions of people. The only thing that is required is to be able to craft your message in such a way that you grab the eyeballs, as I say. Eyeball time, that's what it's about. Of as many people as possible out there. And when you do, for commercial purposes, or for political purposes, or for military purposes, or for whatever purpose, if you have enough money, then today you can learn how to do that, and you can use this incredible network, this incredible media to, you know, I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but I'm a certified hypnotherapist and I've been studying psychology and philosophy and, you know, all kinds of Indian yoga and all that for my whole life, so it's quite clear, and those who are similar to me there, understand it also perfectly well, that the highest control, most powerful control system that is available if you want to, you know, rule a social group, however small or big, is to control the narrative. And they will speak a lot about this narrative. Now I'm going to throw in, it was this Swiss colonel or general who said, and they put him there and go on like that. But you know, the thing that many out there also, I see, are racing and protesting strongly against, which we should all do, is when they take the free word away from us. It's 1984, but it took a little longer than I thought, you know, but that's so. To get to the point, I have, you know, I'm a little worried, because now they are, I mean, it's serious, you know. They have all these 6,000 nuclear bombs on each side, 12,000 or how many there will be, if I didn't get it wrong. Some of them are huge. And the biggest one happens to be in Russia, just so you know. So, you know, if those guys get into it, serious game here, and the world is gonna change. Some say, well, we won't stay alive, any of us, or very few, dying out of radiation or cold or heat or whatever. And what you call nuclear winter and all those things that we can read and hear about. And I think that's probably factual. I'm not sure. I mean, man proposes, God disposes, but there is higher control here also. Otherwise, you know, how could we even have gotten to where we are today? So that's my point here, that I think that what really, really, really counts today, well, is our minds, where our minds are set. Who are you? Your mind. Because you follow your mind, right? What those thoughts tell you, where you should go, what you should do, and all that. Sometimes in India, Indian philosophy, the mind is, you know, it's there. It's like a five horses of senses, and the mind, like the reins, and the intelligence is the driver, and we sit in the back seat. So some who know how to manipulate that outside part of it, they can do so very easily if they can get into your mind. So therefore I'm trying to get into your mind and tell you you're out of your mind. No, seriously, maybe get out of your mind. Because that mind may have been powerfully, you know, shaped strongly by very powerful tools today. But anyway, we're staying positive here. It's not going to be another conspiracy theory channel. But my point is, just to let me finish that, that we can't change the world. You know, and that's what we were, I would say, thinking back in the 60s, 70s, before the Yuppies came, you know, we were activists, many of us, all my friends were, I was the only little outsider there, but I was more an activist on the psychological and spiritual platform, actually, because I realized back in my youth, 22 or something, that, gosh, you know, I have to make a choice here. How do I live? What is important? So I realized that what is most important is us. Conscious, living, loving, hopefully not hating beings who, you know, need to get ourselves together here on this planet. And we can, and I would say, you know, my conviction is I travel around all over the world, from east to west and north and south, and met so many people from all different parts of the world. And I know that, you know, east and west, north and south, we get down there on the grassroots, on the ground where we live, actually, the little houses down here. And we're all kind of okay. Some are screwed up and do stupid things and don't, you know, psychopaths who just want their own glory and can and don't have feelings for others. It's so weird. There are such people here. And I guess the conspiracy theories channels out there, they start talking about, you know, other kind of alien beings. But I think we are the aliens in this universe, this cosmos, actually. We were behaving a little strange now. So, I mean, if we would, you know, if you who hear this would do two things. Well, just listen to what's going to go on here. It's not going to be me talking all the time. I'm bringing in all the wise people and statements I can find and that I find when I look around. And I realize one thing, we need more positive, but practical, not just out there in the, you know, la-la. Trippy land. But you know, the actual reality we have to deal with here. Because we happen to be, that's what I understand, and when I see or listen to all these big people, professors and generals and president candidates, you know, who are telling us that we have to look out where, you know, the leaders today, there are some mad people in super powerful leadership positions, and they don't seem to have feelings for us down here, ordinary folks. Just look at Ukraine and Russia now. They're the good guys over there in the, you know, non-eastern side. I mean, come on, let's just admit it. Are behind all this? It's just this big, big power play chessboard. Hey. So, yeah, so what I wanted to end with and say, which is the important point with this episode, is that if we just live, each one of us, you, me, a little wiser, then we will be happier, we will be healthier, we'll eat better, and we will be happy in ourselves, which people were more, I understand from reading history and philosophy and scriptures and stories from the past, they had more of the science around that than how to make technology and wars and money and all that. So, and I think that this is the real knowledge that we need, right? How to live happily, each and every one of us. And also today here in Sweden, and I mean, I would like to get out there and travel around and show you what's going on in this country. People are getting together, getting more self-sufficient energy-wise, this wise, that wise, growing up here. Yeah, today you can do it as long as we have some energy. And, you know, we can survive, and I think we better start. Anyway, it's good to know the art of taking care of yourself and surviving independently. You know, I heard from one ecology, famous ecologist in Sweden, biologist, you know, he was active, really an activist when I was young. And he said just recently that people back at the Second World War, Sweden was self-sufficient. But today, and also we could handle war pretty well, but today we are not. We are really dependent on import. And if that import would stop, then we would really notice how much we were dependent on it. So, anyway, therefore it's good to learn how to live simple life and satisfied. People did that in the past. We can use that simplicity today, but with our modern materials and, you know, that kind of science is important, I think, to how to use locally available materials in an environmentally friendly way to become self-sufficient in a little, you know, village or great family or town or whatever. You know, I'm from a small town, and I know how small towners think. They roll up their sleeves and they get together and they help each other. So don't underestimate the small town people. We're not like those big city ones who just look good and talk big words. We are doing the work. So yeah, so we do the good work. And if someone comes to you and wants to get you to get into doing bad work, like killing others, for instance, or doing this and that to hurt someone else, sanctions or whatever they call it today, fine words, you know, there are all these financial, weaponized, whatever, weaponized, everything is weaponized, even finances today. So we need to learn how to see what's going on, first of all. Open our eyes. I mean, come on, we need to open our eyes sometimes. And if you get angry at me when I say that, you might say, but my eyes are wide open. Yes, sure. And if they are, then you will like this, what we're going to talk about here, because we can share good advice, good ideas. So yeah, that's also one purpose of this channel. And we may start, we wanted to start a website called goodideas.net or something, or com, or org, or all of them, where people can just, if you have a good idea that you are not, it's not your thing to realize, then well, even if it is, you know, competition is always good. We should have, you know, nice, positive competition, not when you try to kill each other to get rid of the competition. But the way it used to be, trying to get better ourselves. So, I mean, some people just need to get, you know, the psychopaths, I don't know where they came from, but their leadership positions today, those people without feelings, without compassion, without that, you know, humanity, humanistic feeling of being able to, what's the word, feel someone else's pain too, especially when you cause it. So otherwise you're a predator, you know, you're not a nice person, or you're like a parasite who just lives somehow or other by sucking the energy out of others that you exploit somehow or other. Maybe you're stronger this or that way, or smarter, but you know, what do you get from it? You get money. What are you going to do with the money? Buy more drugs and more food and more sex and more bigger houses. I mean, there's an end to how much you need and can use. And, you know, you need a house, you need a this and you need a that. But you need friends. And you need a good life. Happy life, right? So I'm talking with my boys sometimes about what's the name, this old rich man in Donald Duck. Yeah, but is he happy? That's what I used to ask myself when I read those comics back then. Oh, but even the capitalists today, they are turning into something else. I don't know what. Hyper, super capitalists. Oh. But what I wanted to get to was the positive ending here. That if we refuse to do the bad thing, you know, the downward going spiral, if we just learn to see where that spiral goes and what kind of activities and words and thoughts and all that lead down that one, and which activities, words and thoughts lead the upwards going spiral, right? It's just so simple. So, I mean, there are many people who know that, and hopefully many channels. But the point is that, and what I want to say here is that what I'm going to talk about in this channel is the real stuff. I mean, real life thing. The reality as the world looks like today. You know, for those who are kind of sleeping in front of this, binge watching sofas, you know, TV screens or whatever. I shouldn't be cynical here, but you know, that's, I mean, let's just admit it, okay? I'm one of us. Becomes too much of that sometimes. So we need to all shake ourselves and each other a little bit. Wake up, and this is one such channel. And if you appreciate this one and go with, yeah, but I could do it this way and that way, and you make your own channel. And we should have millions of channels here about these things, the real stuff. How we can all help out, help each other here. Just come to that simple agreement. But, you know, let's leave each other in peace, you know, and take care of ourselves and share and, you know, help each other. If I have a little extra or something and you have too little, then I give my excess to you. I mean, it's just that the way humans, real humans, are. And I'm sorry, you know, to speak to these predators, parasite people, because, yeah, you are very powerful, you know, up there. You probably even hear what I'm saying now. So, you know, and no, nothing bad about you guys and girls. But are you happy? You know, just that's basically the question I'm going to ask myself and everyone here. You know, what's going on? Are we happy, we humans who live on this planet? Are we helping to make, you know, that giving a little happiness to each other? And try to not be enemies, at least. And are we doing that today? And are we harmonizing with the rest of nature here? You know, being nice, good friends and brothers and sisters with all the others. In whatever species and races and whatever we call it. Or genders, and I mean, so that's my point. Where I want to start here is that no matter what, and this I learned from Indian philosophy, right, the Vedic version, that, you know, all those positions and roles and colors that we may live in, and different cultures and countries and political views and systems and, you know, world views, and did I say religions? That they all live in, I forgot what I started that sentence, I'm getting tired. Yeah, I mean, we share something. We are, after all, I think 80-90% of the people on this planet believe in God. And okay, I happen to be in a country where people think, oh, no, no, we are scientific. But come on, we're going to deal with that issue. But, you know, they're not like different gods, several different gods, who are like competing for the power of the existence up there. You know, maybe, okay, there may be some there on a high level than we humans are at, who control us. I mean, the people ruling this planet today, they are almost like gods for us, right? We don't see them often except on screens, where they look like gods. But anyway, whatever they are at home, that's another question. So that's what I wanted to say here, even if, you know, if you, the big, powerful, wonderful, fantastic ones, super powerful, super smart, and super rich, and super duper controllers, yeah, winners, not losers. If you are any one of you here, see this, and think about that. And, you know, if we meet again here, we can talk about it. And I would like to invite you people also to this show, and we can talk about it. Why not? Maybe we should get into the big boys and girls out there. We'll try and bring them in here. So anyway, right now it's just little me, but seeing people out there on YouTube, and I'm nourished by finding more of you out there. So if you are one of us, then just put your link to your channel, whatever, down here in the comments, or to your web page or whatever you have. X name and all those, and let's get together, even if it is not more than this. And you see, be aware of one thing, a very, very good thing, a secret I'm going to reveal to you now, which is it's much more beneficially or powerfully effective than since most of us, especially us oldies, realize. And it is that by simply subscribing to this channel and clicking on like, I mean, such a, you know, two clicks, if you're just, you have to be logged in or have a Google account and all that, but what the heck. Then you support this channel immensely, because if the more of us that do that, the more subscribers the channel gets. This is the secret of YouTubers know. The more subscribers and likes a channel and a video gets, the more visible it becomes for the general audience on YouTube. And therefore, some of these channels here, some of them really good ones, and some not so good, but anyway, can have hundreds of millions of subscribers and billions of views. So, you know, let's just remember that ideas, mental ideas, the world that we see based on those ideas, you know, they are very powerful. Watch your thoughts. They become words. Your words. Watch your words. They become your activities, your actions. Watch your actions. They become your habits. Watch your habits. They become your character, or was it, watch your character because it becomes your destiny, something like that. Okay, thank you for this time.